Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending June 22, 2018. According to the Wells Fargo Investment Institute 2018 mid-year outlook, the current U.S. economic expansion, which has been going on almost as long as any in U.S. history, is at the beginning of its final third, while other developed and emerging economies aren't quite as far along in their business cycles. The characteristics of the last third of a cycle, according to the Institute, are when growth moderates, credit tightens, earnings are pressured, interest rates rise faster, confidence peaks, and inflation is higher. Many of those have indeed occurred recently in the U.S. economy. Such a point in the cycle is just ahead of the recessionary phase, where there is falling activity, credit dries up, profits decline, interest rates fall, confidence declines, and inflation eases. In real estate, Wells Fargo notes that REIT fundamentals remain relatively sound, and they're expected to stay that way for a few more years. Even so, the outlook for higher interest rates means that Wells Fargo is neutral for the second half of 2018 when it comes to REITs, with its favored sectors being infrastructure and data centers. Two main risks for REITs are additional spikes in the long-term interest rates and the age of the economic cycle. Nevertheless, according to the report, there probably won't be any major problems for the REIT sector for the remainder of this year. Also this week, Associated Builders and Contractors reported recently that its construction backlog indicator, the CBI, contracted to 8.8 months during the first quarter of 2018, down 9% from the previous quarter. Also, the indicator is down 2% year over year. The CBI is a leading economic indicator that reflects the amount of construction work under contract but not yet completed. The indicator is measured in months, with a lengthening backlog implying expanding demand for construction services. Construction spending, which is measured separately, has been gaining ground since last year. Backlog in the commercial and institutional segment fell for the first time since 2016, according to the report. Despite the 8.8% quarterly decline, backlog in the segment remains 3.2% higher than a year ago. Even so, the commercial institutional sector is vulnerable to further declines because of rising borrowing costs, higher material prices, and product saturation in a number of first-tier U.S. real estate markets. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.